Good morning, everybody. It is 10:34 a.m. on Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024, and the Arizona State Board of Dispensing and Optician meeting is called to order. Do a roll call attendance. Dale Nyblade here. Suzanne Coleman. Carrie Mays.
Present.
Eileen Pettit.
Present.
Harry Brown? Deb Bright? Deb Bright? Do we lose you, Deb? Michael Cyril?
Present.
Someone else just clock in? Suzanne?
Deb Bright here.
Okay, Deb.
Yes, I'm present. Sorry, I was muted.
Okay, Suzanne's present. Still no Seamus, but we will continue to roll along. Declaration of conflicts of interest? I hear none. We'll move on to item three, the minutes of September's meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the minutes from the September 4th, 2024 telephonic board meeting as written.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes as written for the September 4th, 2024 meeting. Any discussion? Move to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Carrie Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Harry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
And Michael, you weren't present, so we won't need your vote. That means the minutes are approved unanimously by the board members. Move on to Agency Operations Director's Report.
Arizona Dispensing Optician Licenses Renewal for 2024 started on October 1st for 905 active LDOs, of whom 371 have continuing education due this year. Detailed instructions on renewing were sent to all of the LDOs. As of today, 39 of them have already renewed their licenses.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
That's pretty good for one day.
It is.
Number five, applications for licensure.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for licensed optician from Davina Perez, Aaron Mayfield, and Jill Flatt.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to accept these applications for licensure from these three potential opticians. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Barry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Harry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
And Michael Searle?
Aye.
Congratulations to the three new licensed opticians in the state, unanimously approved by the board. Move on to number B, 5B.
And this is Suzanne Coleman. I would like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for optical establishments from Southwestern Eye Center at Westridge in Phoenix and Southwestern Eye Center in Wilcox.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to accept these applications for optical establishments. Any discussion? We'll move to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Barry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
And Mike Searle?
Aye.
Applications are approved for the Southwestern Eye Centers unanimously by the board. 6A, possible violation, and I would like to ask Ms. our Vice Chairman, Suzanne Coleman, to get a give us a report from our investigator, Jim McClafferty.
Certainly. So it's a synopsis of this is James McClafferty investigated JCPenney Optical store number 1404 at 10:30 a.m. on September 6, 2024. Both active establishment and the LDO licenses were displayed at this location. He found patient records at this location unsecured and not filed or organized, and he actually offered photographs of this. Mr. McClafferty made a follow-up comparison visit to the JCPenney Optical located at the Superstition Mall in Mesa on September 14th. He found the Superstition location to have patient records organized and properly filed. The majority of the problems that he found at location 1404 appeared to be violations of HIPAA regulations and are not under the purview of this board. One potential rule violation would be a failure to maintain records under R42118 since the records were not readily available because they were not filed or organized. And that's really the substance of his report.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jim. Thank you for the thoroughness of your investigation. It was pretty eye-opening. Obviously, the licensed dispensing optician that was at the store at the time is no longer employed there. So there's really not anybody for us to deal with. I think it would be in the board's best interest if we would send a letter to that location to the manager of the store, whoever's there now, reiterating the regulation of record keeping and make sure that they do come into compliance. And I guess we could also put a recommendation if they have any questions of what to do, call a Superstition store. But I don't see anything we can deal with as far as a violation. Jim did a good job of disclosing that it was mostly the HIPAA issues, which is under totally different. If somebody has to take care of HIPAA. I think he had it on here anyway.
Under Health and Human Resources, I think. Or Health and Humans. He's got it on.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
It's okay. So the HIPAA violations would be enforced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights. That would not be our board.
Exactly. So I think we're at a point where we can dismiss this complaint against USV. I would recommend would like to ask our executive director if she would send a notification to that location of putting them on notice to keep the record retention in proper.
Hello? Organized. Dale?
Hello?
We can't hear you.
Okay. I think we need to dismiss this possible complaint against USV Optical at this location, but I would like to have Megan send a notice to them of the rule violation of it'd be a warning since the LDO's not there of the rule violation of record keeping and tell them that it will be followed up in a future visit.
Well, and plus, I don't know if we can do this, but I do think they need to be referred to the agency that Susie listed, because that is a serious violation. It's not with us.
Right. I don't know. I guess that would be their regional or whoever's over those stores. But yeah, it's something that is not in our board's purview. So do I hear a motion out there somewhere?
Well, I'm not sure what we're moving to do. Do we need a motion for, is Seamus with us?
He's not with us. There's a complaint that's been filed. So I think we need a motion to dismiss the complaint and reference it to the HIPAA violations and also notify the, whoever the leadership is for that particular location of the HIPAA violations. And I don't know, we can't get involved with notifying another agency. So I don't know where that's where we would need Seamus to advise us maybe on that. Maybe Megan, you could get with Seamus because it's definitely, I think we need to dismiss the complaint because it's not a complaint that our board can deal with. But I think we need to get some advice from Seamus as to how to address the HIPAA violations because those are very important.
Well, no, I was just saying in the letter to whoever you guys are sending it to, just to say that they need to go to the agency that, you know, to refer them to the agency that Susie just listed.
Oh,
I'm saying we don't get involved. No, I'm
now
just saying
I
understand. They need to be referred. Yeah.
Thank
you for that.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that makes sense.
All right. Well, so this is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we dismiss the complaint, the possible violation against USC Optical 1404 at this time, with the understanding that our director will work with our AG to send a letter of the record keeping violations that were possible in that. Just so that they understand and also mention the agency that would be over the HIPAA violations.
I'm sorry, Ms. Vice President, would you please spell out the HIPAA agency that we need to?
Yes, I will. Give me just a moment. I'll get back to it. So the HIPAA violations would be enforced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights.
Okay.
That good? You got it, Megan?
Yes, I got it. But I really appreciate if you repeat your motion one more time, including the name of the agency.
Okay. All right. Repeating my previous motion, this is Suzanne Coleman. I would like to make a motion that we dismiss the violation complaint against U.S. Vision Optical, JCPenney Optical 1404, because of the lack of purview for the because of the HIPAA violations, we would refer a letter to the location or whoever is the head of that location to explain that the agency that they would be referred to for information on HIPAA regulations would be the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to dismiss the complaint against USC Optical and have our executive director craft a letter to them detailing who they should contact with concerning the HIPAA violations, as well as the violation of the rule going forward of record retention, which is in our purview.
Mr. Chairman, Can I also amend that to include that she refer to our AG for guidance in the creation of that letter? Yes. Thank you.
So amended. Still seconded. Sherry?
Yeah, I'll second that.
She amended. Okay. Any other discussion? We'll put this to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Harry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
And unanimously approved to dismiss the complaint against USV Optical with a letter detailing the information that we discussed. Future meeting dates, we've got November and December coming up. Future agenda, who knows? Call to the public. Jim, thanks for being on the call. Thanks for your investigation. David, I appreciate David, you showing an interest. So David Lipkin is also on the call as a public. Any other discussions? It is now 10:51 a.m. and this meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Sue.